This podcast is brought to you by The Healthy Hub.
I need a bad one like you. Yeah, you need a bad man like me.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Just a Kick It Is a Blessing podcast. Thank you so much for coming in and vibing with me for another week. From the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate it. And today we have a very special guest in studio with me. So without further ado, I will let her introduce herself.
Hi guys. My name is Teyan Wangui Iraki. I do many things. I say I'm an artist, I'm a creator, but I am a musician, singer, songwriter, a makeup artist, a hustler.
Hey.
Gavin. Yeah. And doing IR, Foreign Affairs.
Wow.
Yeah, working in Foreign Affairs. Yeah, I do a lot of things. Yeah.
What? That's actually a lot of things.
Yeah.
But tell us, what made you start music?
Wow. I think just the passion.
Yeah.
I really wasn't thinking about it. It was just something that I loved doing.
Yeah.
And I started when I was, if I can remember, in primary. I was in the school band. I'd even formed a band with three girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just like creating songs and yeah, it was so much fun.
What happened to that band?
It's no longer there, sadly. It's no longer there. Yeah. But yeah, that's when I can remember that I fell in love with music and started.
Even me back in like primary and starting of high school.
Yeah.
I forced my brothers to create a band with me, you know.
But I've seen you in some music videos.
we're not here to talk about the like even the other day we're just chilling and guys are just starting to dance and make that.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're not here to talk about
that
music video. Yeah. And so how's the music career been?
It has not been easy.
Yeah.
I think I can say passion has been the reason to why I'm still continuing, because if I didn't have passion for it, I don't think I would be in this music industry, especially in Kenya.
Yeah. So like what do you think people in the artistic industry suffer from in Kenya?
I feel like lack of support.
Yeah.
And this could go both ways in terms of like, for example, the government and the systems that have been put in place, they're not there to support an artist. Like, for example, whether it's funding or, just like simple factors like that. And and I feel like we need to also support, as Kenyans, we need to support our Kenyan talents. Like in Nigeria.
Yeah.
See how Nigerians go crazy for their artists. So I feel like just having the support, yeah.
I think, in fact, even, I can't remember which musician was it. I don't know if it's Nyashinsky or someone actually, I don't know, one of those musicians that have been here for a while said he feels it so bad that as Kenyans, you know, we have to have international acts for the concert to, you know, be attractive enough or, you know, to blow, you know.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's crazy.
You know, yeah, because to think about it, like, we'd rather have Niger night than Kenya night.
Facts.
You know?
Facts, yeah.
And we keep on asking other people to support our own businesses.
Yeah.
Yet we don't want to, like, support you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like, what are you telling the people there?
Just listen to your Kenyan people, guys. Let me tell you, Kenyans are talented.
Yeah.
Like, we are so talented. Go out of your way to look for this artist, because at the end of the day, we're not on mainstream TV or like we're on SoundCloud. We are on Spotify. Just go out of your way to look for this artist, because we are there.
No, like, and I really respect what Radio 254 has come in to do, and the whole thing for trying to support people. I saw they're even having a concert.
Yeah, the whole concept around it is beautiful,
because I think we actually need it, you know. And I'm also talking from someone whose brother's an artist, you know.
Yeah.
So And actually talking about what's the craziest thing that's happened to you in a performance? I know for my brother,
yeah,
there's one day he came home and his eye was black. And so I asked him what happened. He's like, when we were performing, he jumped into the crowd and so.
Oh my God, someone punched
you. Yeah, someone punched you, you know.
Yeah. Oh no. I don't think I've experienced such a thing.
Yeah.
Craziest thing. I think like my mentor came and told me I was dope.
Yeah.
That has to be the craziest.
It touched you?
Yeah, he's called Tugi.
Yeah.
Craziest guitarist I have ever seen in my life. And he just came and we had a conversation and it was mind-blowing. I think that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you explain the first performance that you ever had?
Wow. It was scary. It was mind-opening. It was exciting. It was just a whole experience I've never experienced before because it was the first time. Actually it was in Kenya National Theatre and I was performing with my uncle. He's a pianist.
Yeah.
And I had my cousin do background vocals and it was like we practiced for days and weeks. Wow. And yeah, it was amazing.
And roughly, do you have an idea of how long ago this was?
Kai, I think I was
That sounds like a long time ago.
I was starting high school. Yeah, I was starting high school.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
So you've been singing for that long?
Yeah, I've been singing for time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, actually, I didn't know that you've been singing for that
long. Even after high school, I was in Saudi Academy. Yeah, I've been singing.
Wow. Yeah. You actually went to Saudi Academy. And yeah, how was that?
It was very interesting. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Like our teachers taught us so much. Like I learned how to songwrite from Saudi Academy, finding my voice. Yeah.
Now that you actually brought songwriting up, you know, like for me, like I see my brother at home, like making his own music and stuff, you know, and I try and go like to the studio,
yeah,
you know, speed a quick buzz, you know, yeah, you know, and people don't understand how hard it is to make a song, you know, can you tell us how hard it is?
I feel like me, when I'm writing songs, I have to have gone through something.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just have to, like, because I feel like that's a way for me to just express myself.
Yeah.
By songwriting. Like, it's like journaling for me. So it's really just expressing myself, really, rather than, like, thinking hard. And because I feel like once you have your intention straight, like, it just comes to you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to actually a lot of your music and it's actually very emotional, you know.
Very.
Who's breaking your heart?
Sorry for another day.
It happens
to the best of us. Yeah, it really does.
I'm just teasing you, don't worry.
Yeah.
No, actually. It happens to the best of you.
Yeah.
Because I actually listened and I was like, wow.
But yeah,
it's everyone's different, you know. Like even for me, I feel like some of this is it's a way for me to express myself, and then also I do a lot of journaling. Yeah, you know, just get thoughts off my mind and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but other than music, what other methods have you used to express yourself?
I feel like art, just creating art in general. Whether it be makeup, I love doing makeup on people. By the way, if you need a makeup artist, hit a girl up. hairstyling. I just recently found out that I like styling hair.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I did a shoot with Karun and I can't wait for you guys to see pictures because we went crazy. But yeah, hairstyling, makeup, modeling, taking pics. I don't know. Hair. I love just like different things.
Yeah. Because to be honest, I even looked at some of your like videos and I was like, there's so much like artistic like behind it, you know?
Yeah.
Because like very few people in Kenya are actually doing, you know, that, you know?
Yeah.
And even like your live, you know, tell us about that. How did that actually go?
Oh my God. I've been thinking and dreaming about that live for so long.
Yeah.
And then I just like sat down with some of my homies, Edwin Nina, Rosemary, KG, CJ, And we're just talking about like coming up with a concept that has never been done before and just like creating something out of the box.
Yeah.
Be it like visuals. I wanted like people to enjoy the visuals, like even though I'm performing, but just like having something good to look at.
Yeah.
Whether it's set design, like in the live, I had Edwin Aina painting in the background from scratch as I performed. We had like clouds, just something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I sat down with my friends and we had the conversations and they all came through. Like, I'm so like grateful for them. And I came up with a list of songs I wanted to sing, practiced. And the day of, we had so much fun and we created good content, I believe. Yeah,
you see now that you've even explained that, and actually, people at home, I think you should actually go and look for. Is it still around?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Just yeah. Check Tayan Live Sessions. Tayan Wango Iraki Live Sessions.
So,
yeah,
like I think the people at home should actually go and watch it. And I think one thing that people need to understand is that you guys also invest a lot into what you do. You know, I think as Kenyans and as people, we've failed to realize. How much artists invest into their work. So tell us a bit about that, you know.
Yeah, it takes so much. And I feel like if you love something, you're ready to do anything for it. Yeah. So as I said, Kenyan artists are just, we just love what we're doing. And like, I feel like we're the most passionate artists because we have, the environment is just trying to break us down.
Yeah.
You know, the like Kenya, it's just so hard to make it. You have to be in the industry for 10 years, for example, Sauti Sol, for them to, 10 years or even more, like 10 years is nothing.
Yeah.
Or even more to, for you to even be able to, what is it called, live off music. But now I think we've started to realize that you don't have to make it in Kenya. Like you can easily just go, there's a world and you can go internationally and just do your thing and grow from that.
Oh.
So we've found a way to just survive and maneuver through the tough times. But tough times. You know?
And COVID must have been so tough for you artists with, you know, no more performances and clubs closed as well. So no even appearances.
Yeah.
So how was it on you?
It was hard, but it gave me a chance to just think things through.
Yeah.
And evaluating my journey and thinking where I want to go and setting my intentions straight. And yeah, it wasn't as hard because even though I was not performing and I was not like making money, it gave me a chance to sit back and like look back and just see where I'm going and see if I'm on the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once like life came back to normal, per se, I had an idea of what exactly I wanted to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like when you look at COVID, what was one of the biggest lessons you took away from COVID? That whole thing of spending time to yourself, you know, because I don't think any of us has spent that much time to ourselves ever since we were born.
Yeah. Me, I believe it's like, you know, when you upset your parents and they tell you go to your room.
Yeah.
Me, I thought God told us, all of us, he was just upset with us. Just go back to your room and think about like life. And so I feel like one thing that I have learned is love yourself.
Yeah.
Love yourself. Jipende bro. Because if you're not able to love yourself, you're not going to be able to spread the love to other people. And also, like, I feel like just loving yourself first, like, everything else follows up and falls into place.
And I think actually, like, what you've said is so important because for me, when I look at it, a lot of the reasons why I struggle with a lot of the relationships I had in the past was because I struggled to love myself.
Yeah.
And If you never love yourself,
mm-hmm.
then there's no way you can love someone else. It starts within before it can go without.
Exactly.
You get? Yeah. And even someone was telling me the other day, it happens with everything. Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be someone's friend if you're not your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be happy with the world if you're not happy
with yourself.
You know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, any other lesson? That was a powerful lesson.
Yeah. Another lesson. Surround yourself with people that love you and have the same mindset.
Yeah.
In order to like motivate each other. You know, I feel like in this life, and I'm talking, me, I have a toxic trait, and that's people pleasing.
Same boat.
But I feel like you just need to surround yourself with a group of people who love you and support you in any decision that you make, and are just right there for you. And
now that you're talking about support, and especially going into an artistic career, how have your parents, your relatives, you know, taken that news? You know, I keep on still hearing my parents trying to convince my brother to go to school.
Yeah.
I also try to convince him, you know.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
Hey, as we even signed a contract.
Yeah.
My parents said, okay, let's do this. go to school first. Eh?
Yeah.
Do IR.
Yeah.
And once you finish, you can now talk. Because I've always wanted to go to school for music.
Yeah.
So they were like, once you're done and you graduate, then we can move forward.
Yeah.
And see what we can do. And now I've graduated. So
the contract's over.
Yeah. Well, the contract will end once I get into that music school.
Yeah.
But other than that, but like when I like do gigs, they come. There's never a day that I've asked my parents to just like support me in terms of like investing in my music or coming for my shows. I've never had them saying no.
Yeah.
So even though I didn't go to school of music, but they've supported me the best way they knew how.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're very supportive.
And like to the parents that are listening to this out there, how important is such support to a person? Because I keep on telling people like a parent's support is everything.
Yeah.
Because even for me, when I look back in the days, like even till today, my dad still goes for my brother's shows.
Yeah.
Or whichever parent can go, you know. But when I look from back of the days, I don't think there's a prize giving day, football game or tournament that my either parent missed.
Yeah.
If they both couldn't make it, one of them, you know, would go.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for you, how's that made you feel? You know, like for any parent listening out here.
I feel like as children, the first love you experience is of your parents.
Yeah.
So that's just so important for parents to just nurture your children's talent from beginning. Like once you see your son or daughter so interested in football, nurture that. Because you never know where that talent would take them. And if they love it, like, you know, they have love for it. You know, can you imagine just doing a job that you hate so much? It's like, what's the purpose of life then?
Yeah.
You know?
And now that you've brought the thing about hate, do you think that that's why our generation is suffering so much? Because we've become people, first of all, we don't understand purpose. And then second of all is our parents are constantly telling us what they want us to become instead of what, you know, we want to become. And then you see, we're also the first gap between people who had solid, like, normal careers to now the gap to people who want different or artistic type of careers.
I feel like purpose is just one thing that just sit down and you think. Because let me tell you, life is short.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it for other people, you'll end up regretting it. So I feel like just set out your intentions first and what you want to gain or what you want to teach people or what you want people to know you for. it could easily, like for me, I just want to like spread joy and spread love, because life is already so hard, bro. We have to pay taxes, insurance. You know,
yeah,
life is already so hard. So we might as well just continue living a life of purpose and intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think anything you're doing currently right now brings you closer to who Terian should be, or who you want Terian to be, or who you see Terian being?
Continuing to get to know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like just continuing to get to know me by spending time with myself and just like thinking hard about things. And I feel like I've said intention a lot, but that has been my word for
this year
and last year because of quarantine. Just being intentional with everything that I do, and being true to myself, you know, just being true to who you are and sticking your ground. And if you have principles and values and morals, that's like your map to take you to wherever you want to go.
Yeah. And there's one thing I wonder about people in your industry is, how do you make the balance between the Terian on stage and, you know, you Terian, or who you really
the
are?
The normal Terian.
Yeah.
I feel like, help me, I feel like I'm still the same person because I don't have a stage name.
Yeah, by the way, actually.
Yeah, my stage name is my name. It's my name. So the Terian you find on stage is a Terian that you meet in person.
And what actually inspired you
to
go by your real name?
Imagine, I didn't even think about it. Yeah. People are just like, what's your stage name? I was like, Terian, what question is that? It's Terian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really think much about it. It was an easy thought for me.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's actually, you're actually real, you know, especially that you put your two names.
Yeah. Terian. Yeah. Terian Iraki.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, what's her stage name?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't have one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never actually thought about that because, and you don't like feel like.
Like the personalities are different. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Because for me, I hear a lot of people, especially like in this industry, there's now that person, then that person. But you know, now the fact that you actually may have that yours is one person, I guess it, you know, it gives you enough of, you know, a balance.
Yeah, yeah. It has a balance in its own way, I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I actually never thought of that. You know, like once you actually have the two names, it actually makes you actually be two people. But if you never have the two names, it doesn't force.
Yeah.
I've actually learned
something. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually learned something.
Exactly.
I've actually learned something today.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us anything else. What's inspired you today?
What has inspired me today? What has inspired me today to get money?
I think that's inspiring all of us, to be honest, you know?
Honestly. What has inspired me today? Today when I woke up, I just want to continue living the best life that I can.
Yeah.
And just being me, not changing me for anyone else. And life, I feel like God will just continue giving me opportunities. And I'm excited. Honestly, I'm excited for the future. That's all I can say.
Any projects coming up?
Projects are coming.
Yeah.
They're coming, but life has just tackled me to the ground. And it's sometimes, as I said, it's hard to balance the two, but like it'll finally come.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like everything happens for a purpose and for a reason.
See, like, and exactly what we're trying to tell people out there is that even for you guys to have a project takes so much
time,
effort,
money.
Like, there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess it's something that we need to put in as much effort to, you know, to support you guys.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you don't want to release a project just for the sake of it. You want to, and this, you know, a project is like your baby.
Yeah.
It really is your baby. So you want to put everything that you could put into it, and time, effort, Yeah, I've been telling guys the project is coming for a long time. But trust, when it comes out,
yeah,
just, yeah.
Do you ever, like, struggle when you're writing songs and you have to? Or do you ever write songs that you don't like and say, fuck this?
Of course.
I never do this.
I have written songs and I felt like at that time in life, I was just thinking about the wrong things, or, like, I was not doing it for the right reasons. I was just trying to create music just for the sake of it. But now I'm trying to send out a message. You know, I'm trying to send a message to the people listening to my music. I'm tired of just, like, creating music just for the sake of it, or just to create bangers, or I'm trying to, like, actually create a body of work that has meaning to it. Yeah.
And you see, what you said is actually so important is you're trying to create music that has meaning and not just bangers. How do you balance it? Because at the end of the day, as a musician, you're still a business person.
Exactly.
So you're trying to still make something that sells. So
I feel like I found myself in a situation where I'm doing so many things.
Yeah.
And that really isn't, like, a purpose. It's like, it's not a reason for me to be doing music. Like, I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, you know. And if I'm putting my intentions right, and I'm like, bro, like, I've given everything I got, like, into this music or whatever it might be, you know, I feel like the universe will just
find a way.
Yeah.
Now, and the fact that you do many things, do you think it makes it harder to succeed? Because there's a lot of people who say, concentrate on one thing. Or what's that saying? I'm a jack of many trades.
I get
a master of none.
I don't know. I feel like everyone has their own life.
Yeah.
And you are allowed. Honestly, you're allowed to do whatever you think is best for you.
Yeah.
But, like, I enjoy, but also, like, I feel like with the industry, I'm now learning to depend on myself rather than depending on others, like studio or producers. I'm now learning to, like, now I'm trying to learn how to produce.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get equipment for myself and just, like, depend on myself, because for so long I've found myself depending on other people. Bro, like, there's this guy who came from the US some other time, told me he has a record label, he'll give me studio time, everything, beats. I went to the studio, recorded so much music. The songs that I even produced on my own. This guy went back to US, he took everything.
Wow.
Everything, all my music, nothing was left.
What?
So at a point like that, like, you might lose hope, but, like, now it's like you need to now start doing things for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's no way he could give you your music back?
He was not replying my calls, texts, emails, nothing, nada.
So how did he even find you?
I think in just events, and we had a conversation and he was giving me such a big dream and fool that I was. I said, yes.
I don't think you're a fool, though.
I feel like I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. I'm not gonna regret it, because I learned a lot. And not to trust people. But, like, just as I said, depend on yourself.
Like, how many songs were those that he took from
you? I feel like I created, like, 14 songs.
What?
I feel like 14.
That's a whole
songs.
Album.
And that was, like, when I had just come out of uni and the music scene was just, like, it was starting and creative juices were just flowing, and it's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it happened, and now we move on, and I feel like it happened for a reason, and the music that I'm about to create is going to be crazier than the music that I created.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, like, how did you, like, continue? You know, it's so hard for people who go through such things to not go on. What pushed you to go on?
It goes back to passion, bro. Yeah. Just the same way my mom loves me. I love music like that. Like, it's that deep.
That's a crazy conversation.
I feel like if I'm not able to do music, I can go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that actually music is part of you.
Yeah, it is. It's part of me. It's in my DNA. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
And now that you've come to speak here, like what advice are you giving girls out there?
Yeah.
If you had like one or two pieces of advice you'd give girls out there, what would you tell them?
Want to start music?
Anything.
Or anything. Babes. I feel like just continue knowing yourself, continue loving yourself, and then that's how people will love you. Because if you're not able to love yourself, and yeah, I feel like that's one thing I would tell the women in this beautiful world, yeah. The girls. Yeah.
And what are you telling people that want to go into an artistic field or business?
Yeah.
Like, what piece of advice would you give them?
First, finding out what exactly you want to do.
Yeah.
Doing some research on it. Just studying the art, and then knowing how to start. But at the end of the day, just start. Just do it.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself with other people. Just, this is your own journey. Just start. And everything else will fall into place.
Now that you actually said compare, do you think comparison is one of the things that's affecting our generation?
It's a disease.
Yeah.
It is.
Why?
Social media.
Yeah.
Like, I compare myself with other people on days, and I'm just like, bitch. Like, relax, you're Terian, and that's like Janet, or that's who she is. Like, she has her own journey, and you never know how she got there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's something that we need to talk more about. I feel just having conversations about it and realizing like it's an actual thing, but like we also realizing like it's your journey, it's your own journey, and like stop comparing, because it really just destroys your joy and your happiness. Like, you're just sad all the time.
Yeah, it's true. This,
yeah.
Actually, when there's a very powerful quote that says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Exactly.
And I read that quote, I was like, what?
Yep, yep.
It's madness, yep, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyways, as we come to the end of this, I usually ask my guests two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, what advice would you give a younger you?
First of all, I'd give her a warm hug. Yeah. Like, you know, the cute small Taeyeon. To tell her that it's okay, just breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, just breathe, babe. Like, stop taking things so personal. You know, just take it easy. Yeah. You know, just take it easy. Stop trying to grow up so fast. Yeah.
You feel like you took a lot of shit too personally.
Yeah, yeah. And trying to grow up too fast while I could be a kid and just enjoy. Like me now, I'm just like, adulting? It's a setup. It's a setup. But yeah.
You like to us, huh?
Yeah, just.
It's too hard.
Take it easy, yeah. Girl. Yeah.
And what advice would you give an older you if you had the chance to speak to an older you?
See how far you come. See how far you've come. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so proud of you. I can feel it. Like, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
That's some good energy.
Yeah.
That's the energy we fucks with.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Any last things?
Thank you for having me, bro. I love what you're doing. Continue spreading the love and the joy and the conversations that need to be had.
Yeah, thank you.
This was a pleasure for sure.
Thank you so much for coming. You know, I know you've rushed from the office to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we look forward to having you soon, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
For those of you guys tuning from home, thank you so much for tuning from home. Remember, just to kick it is a blessing. See you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.